But joining us right now is Steve DiMeglio, golf writer for USA Today. He's joining us live from Atlanta, where the Tour Championship is through three rounds of play today, the unofficial final day of the regular season on the PGA Tour. Steve, good morning to you. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for joining us.
You betcha. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and we're looking forward to this final day of the unofficial regular season today in Atlanta at Eastlake Tour Championship, the fourth leg of the four FedEx Cup playoff events, and, you know, through three rounds of play today, we've got a leader in Kenny Perry who has a chance to win this FedEx Cup playoffs if Tiger falters a little bit today and falls back to a tie for third. Steve, what are your thoughts on how year number three of the FedEx Cup playoffs have turned out here with one more round of golf to go?
Well, it's much better than the first two, obviously, because all Tiger basically had to do the first year to win the FedEx Cup was to hit a tee shot on Thursday. And all Vijay did literally was had to play four rounds last year. He could have shot 100 each round, and he was your FedEx Cup champion at the Tour Championship. So it's a lot better than the first 2 years. Obviously, they're going to be talking about scenarios today about this has to happen and this has to happen for Kenny Perry to win the FedEx Cup, or this has to happen and this has to happen for Phil Mickelson or Sean O'Hare to win the FedEx Cup. At least they have that. At least there is a chance for more than one person to win the $10 million grand prize going into the final round. So in that sense, it is much better. But the scenarios that have to happen for certain people to win are mind-boggling. But I guess if they can be explained without, you know, droning out the energy of the viewer, it should be exciting today.
Steve, do you think that they will leave this format alone now for a year or so, or do you think that we will have even more tweaks after this year?
I think they're going to be tweaking for the next 7 years, actually. I think maybe tweaking every year. Phil Mickelson said something very interesting earlier this year. He said, Augusta National is one of the greatest golf courses. It's a gem, he said, and they tweak that every year. I think they have to tweak it. There are things that came up as we kept going over and over and over the possible scenarios that could happen in this thing. And one of them was that somebody could win, could go all year without winning a tournament and yet win the FedEx Cup. You know, Jim Furyk had a chance to do that this week. He could have won the $10 million grand prize without winning a tournament all year. And so could Patrick Harrington. There's something wrong with that. Also found out that Tiger Woods could have won the first three FedEx Cup playoffs, and he could have still lost if he had been a second at the Tour Championship. Or, on the other flip end, Tiger could have decided not to play in any of the first three FedEx Cup playoffs, and right now he'd be, I think, in second place for the championship. So there's still a few things they can tweak. Obviously, there are tons and tons of ideas out there, and I think they're just going to keep going back to the drawing board and keep going back and back and back and until they get close to as perfect as they can.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and we're joined on the line by Steve DiMeglio, golf writer for USA Today. He is live in Atlanta for the Tour Championship final round today. Kenny Perry, Tiger Woods, your final round pairing. 8-under par for Kenny Perry, 2 shots ahead of Tiger at -6. Phil Mickelson, Sean O'Hare, and a two-way tie for third at 4-under par. Phil needs a victory and a Tiger Woods 9th place finish or worse. Very unlikely there, but Sean O'Hare, he needs to win, and Tiger just has to finish in a tie for second or worse. So it's feasible that Sean O'Hare could win this thing if he makes a run today and Tiger falters just a little bit. But in regards to the first three rounds there at Eastlake, Steve, a lot of rain in Atlanta leading up to this, but the course seemingly is in good condition. It's been incredibly – most of the water I've seen this week is on the shirts and pants of the players. It's been hot up there.
Oh, it's been very, very hot and humid. In fact, Kenny Perry told us that he almost threw up on the first 5 holes of Thursday's first round. And so his topsy-turvy week has gone up and down, and now it's on the upswing again. I think the golf fan will learn the two words, sub-air system. It is a technological marvel where there are it's like a drainage system under each of the greens where they basically can turn on and hit a button and take out as much moisture from the greens as they want, whether it's a gallon of water or whether it's less than 1/8 of an inch of water. They can make the greens as hard as they want. It is just absolutely unbelievable. Unless you were here on Monday and saw how much water was on that golf course, you cannot believe that we've been playing golf for 54 holes, and we will easily get in today's round because there's no moisture in the air coming. So it's just unbelievable what, you know, 10 years ago we would might not have even started the first round yet. There was that much water, and it had no place to go, but with technological advances, with drainage systems underneath the golf courses, it's unbelievable. So thankfully that has happened, or we'd still be in Atlanta for a couple more days.
Steve, you know, on TV, it looks like the course is absolutely in pristine shape, and you mentioned that sub-air under the greens, but I'm assuming you're out there walking around. Are there any, like, really wet spots, or is it as good as it looks on TV?
It's unbelievable. On Monday, there was a 90-minute, about the 10th shower they had for that day alone, but there was one time where it was 90 minutes straight of as hard a rain as you've ever seen. And at that time, if you just stepped out of the media center, which is about 50 yards to the left, to the right of number one, the water went above your ankle. I mean, went up to your ankle. Now you cannot find a spot like that on the golf course anywhere. You couldn't find a spot like that anywhere on Thursday unless you were right near a drain in the rough. There are a few patchy spots of softness in the rough, but you could say it's soft in the fairways, but it's not soft wet. It's just soft, and there's not you can knock on wood on the greens. They're that hard. It's just unbelievable what that sub-air system can do. So, no, they're the only wet spots on that golf course is the lake right now. So we got another blast of rain yesterday afternoon and a little into the night, but the golf course is just dry. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about how technology has changed golf relative to the equipment, you know, drivers and golf balls, but there's no doubt that the technology has helped golfers well in golf course maintenance and sub-air systems and the way they keep and maintain these courses. Steve, last thing for you, and we're joined by Steve DeMeglio, golf writer at USA Today, live in Atlanta for the Tour Championship. In regards to Tiger Woods, obviously he was out most of 2008 with the knee surgery. He missed about 9 months, came back in February of this year. So far, six wins on the season. If he were to win today, that would be win number seven. No majors, but he did play well in a number of majors this year. It got close, but didn't get any of the victories. Seemingly, we would think he will be the FedEx Cup champion, and just pending today's final round. But if he wins the FedEx Cup championship this year, whether he wins today or not, six wins or maybe seven if he wins today at East Lake, what kind of grade do you give Tiger for the 2009 season?
I'd give him an A. I think it'd be like if Tom Brady came back and took the Patriots to the AFC Championship and lost. I know that's not what the Patriots want, but I think you'd have to give him an A. I don't see how anybody can win six or more times in 1 year and not get a grade of an A, even if you are Tiger Woods in the standard that he set. You've got to talk about a guy who I think he's only played – I think this is his 14th tournament this year. He's only – and he could win half of them. I mean, I don't know how in the world, even on Tiger standards, that it's not an A. Now, A pluses, that would have been if one of them would have been major. And Tiger Woods would even tell you, I think, that it's not an A plus, but it is a very strong A. The man's only been out of one tournament that he's played all year, basically. He missed one cut. He took a finish tie for 11th. He's had a couple of seconds, and he's got the six wins. And look at where the wins were at. You know, Memorial, Jack's tournament, Arnold's tournament, his own tournament at Congressional, which was a monster field. He won Bridgestone, which was a monster field. He won BMW, which was a monster field. So he's talking about a guy, yeah, he did not win a major, but any other year, it would be a career year for any other human being on Earth. So, in my book, it's an A.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Steve DeMeglio, golf writer at USA Today, joining us live from Atlanta for the Tour Championship. Final round later today at East Lake. Kenny Perry, two-shot lead over Tiger Woods going into the final round. Steve, as always, thank you so much for joining us. We'll look forward to reading your comments on today's final round tomorrow in the USA Today. Safe travels to you.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Steve DeMeglio, golf writer at USA Today, joining us live from Atlanta.